Chapter 15. Late afternoon found Pearl Queen riding dangerously low in the water. Heavy swelling seas and an overcast sky were causing Finbar Gale deep problems. He muttered from between clenched teeth to Joseph as they fought to push the tiller hard over.
Oh, we're shipping too much water, mate. Got to get her out of this roar and burn current and find land where we can make the Queen ship shape again.
A fork of lightning crackled across the western horizon. Joseph glanced up at the storm-bruised clouds.
Aye, and we'd better make land soon, Finbar.
Durian Roof stood in line, passing basins, bowls and buckets, anything the crew could lay their paws on, to pass down the forward locker, where Logalog and Rosie were bailing out furiously. Formal felt useless. Stricken by a severe attack of seasickness, he sat in the scuppers, moaning softly.
I must be the first ever green mole to put to sea. Brr, shame on I. How be it going, Maester Quill?
Duddy staggered on the booking deck as he emptied a bucket over the side.
Not good at all, Formole. The water's coming in so fast and the sea's so heavy that it's making the hole bigger.
Thunder boomed directly overhead, causing the crew to jump. Finbar yelled orders as he clung gamely to the tiller.
Slack sail afore we're driven under! Slack sail! Keep bailing below decks there, messmates! Wah!
Pearl Queen lurched mightily as she slewed out of the roaring burn current to eastward. Rain came in torrents, lashing and stinging, wind-driven curtains of it, until it was difficult for the crew to see one another. Night set in without warning. Aided by the dark, stormy skies, Pearl Queen was driven scudding sideways across the face of the deeps, sails torn and flapping, lines and ropes whipping viciously, and masts creaking as she settled lower in the water.
Belay the bailing,
Finbar bellowed.
"'Tis doing no good. We're in the paws of fate now, mateys. Lash yourselves fast to anything that won't be washed overboard.
Rosie and Logalog were hauled out of the locker. They grabbed ropes and made themselves fast to the rails with the rest of the crew. Several of the shrews trapped Formole as he came rolling past, a wet-furred ball of misery.
Whoa, let I be drowned, sirs. Life bain't good no mores for the likes of I.
Drenched as he was, Duddy could see that Roof was weeping from the way his body shook in the ropes that held him fast. The good hedgehog clutched his friend tightly.
Bad luck for us all, Roofy, but you stick by me and we'll go down together. I won't leave you to sink alone, Roof Brush.
The young squirrel buried his head against Duddy's chest, where the spines gave way to softer fur.
Will they remember us for a long time at Redwalder, eh?
He wept. The hedgehog gagged as he spat salt spray from his mouth.
Always, Roof. That's how long they'll recall us. Father Abbott will put up a marker stone with our names on, and Mother Mellis will teach young Dibbons about us and how bravely we perished. We'll be famous, I bet.